How's everybody feeling this morning? My name is Dwayne Lawson Brown. I'm the Community Outreach Coordinator for Metro Teen AIDS, and I've been working with Metro Teen AIDS for about 10 years now, trying to reduce the HIV prevalence rate in Washington, D.C. For those who don't know, Washington, D.C. has the highest HIV infection rate in the country, this, that, and the third, but I will get into more of that in a bit. There are no relationships to disclose, so. What exactly is Real Talk DC? So, Real Talk DC is that three-pronged HIV prevention outreach program. We use social media, social networking, as well as events and event planning to really, really reach out to our youth. These are three examples of our newest campaign that launched in August. The whole idea was create something that is user-generated. Talk to the youth, figure out exactly what they want, how they want to hear the message. Because when we talked to our youth, we found out folks know about HIV, but it's not real to them. And every time we spoke, Dwayne, real talk. We need to tell them this is how it is. And so we've gone from an idea of having silhouettes of folks' faces on our information that we're giving out to actually having the youth and quotes from our youth out there in the community. So we moved forward with four different programs: social media, mobile messaging, events, and peer education. Starting with our social media, we have the Real Talk DC website, which is also optimized to work on smartphones as a mobile media page as well. And you can look on the photo and you'll see we also have programming on buses, trains, and we have flyers, things of that nature, so physical media as well. But you can go onto our website, learn about our different events that are going on. They're linked to our YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook accounts. So we're really putting all the research that folks have shown into action and locally implementing what the programs would look like specifically for DC. If we were to scroll down, you would see find HIV and STI testing near you. Folks can just plug in their area code and it'll get connected to Google, where you'll find different testing locations for free wherever you are in the Washington, DC area. We also have our Facebook page, which is one of our more popular ones. Every time that we have an event, we immediately post photos, things of that nature. We have 1,168 fans on this site, and we're always constantly updating. We're giving out more information, putting up polls to see what folks are interested in. If we were to do an event, what type of event would you come out to? One thing that we heard a lot during the summer was we want a pool party. We want a pool party, and we want to play basketball. So we looked up sites where youth would be able to do both of these things, as well as have HIV testing available. We came across Turkey Thicket Recreation Center. We ended up throwing a basketball tournament / pool party for the youth of Washington, D.C. We had over 200 attendees, and over half of them got tested for HIV or STIs that day. The idea is create something that youth want, and they will show up. It's pretty simple. Also here, we have our Twitter account launched in February. We have 284 followers, and we constantly start different trending topics for our Twitter followers to start folks really getting involved in the conversation. So we'll say hashtag Stay Safe DC. How do you stay safe in Washington, D.C.? What do you do to protect yourself? And really theme our messages around HIV prevention, STI prevention, and making it a very social experience. Having our peer educators actually go out into the community and tell them about our Twitter account. They're the ones who are actually tweeting from the account. Very rarely do I ever get on here because, you know, I keep that to young folk. Also, the Real Talk DC YouTube page. This is where we put a lot of our user-generated content. linking directly to our websites. This may be a crude video, but it's one of our most popular, and it's Ladies We Need to Know, How to Use a Condom. So it's a video of a young lady teaching how to use a condom to other peer educators, to other youth. And we figured out that folks want to see the information for themselves from folks who look like them, who they relate to. Our target audience is youth between the ages of 13 and 24, primarily African-American Latino youth. And so a lot of our videos are geared directly toward them. Our peer educators shoot the videos, edit them, and act in all of the videos. Moving forward into mobile messaging. So beyond the rate of folks having computers, laptops, things of that nature, we all have cell phones. A lot of folks have smartphones. Everybody's phone, for the most part, has a text messaging option, as mentioned earlier. And so if you text Real Talk to 61827, we have a very high penetration rate for this piece. Text Real Talk to 61827, you receive a message similar to this. You can text Real Talk 1 to find out about clinics and health services in your neighborhood, Real Talk 2 to link in and learn about our events in the area, and Real Talk 3 to play the Get Real About HIV trivia game. I'll run you through what the text would look like if you were to text Real Talk 1. It will ask you where you live, and you can put in which quadrant you reside in. So say we text for 33 for Southeast DC, you'll find out about Freestyle Youth Center. And you'll get information on how you can get tested there. This is if you were to text Real Talk 3 for trivia. And you can feel free to do this if you would like to. It works with most providers. We have trivia questions where you respond through text. And we have about 24 questions where folks can really, really start to test themselves and see if they know the information and know the knowledge. This is one of our most popular parts of the mobile media campaign as we develop a smartphone app that hopefully will be effective. So I was definitely taking note. We'll be putting up leaderboards for scores of how folks were so that they can compare their friend scores and really make it more of a social media, social gaming program. And so that's right. Answer. Next part would be events. So we get people to text in. They get this information, but a lot of folks are still against going into a clinic, going into a place that feels like, oh, they're talking about HIV there. I can't go there. So we create different types of events for different types of people. Back in September, we threw a fashion show. We asked folks to design different t-shirts promoting HIV and STI prevention. They would create these t-shirts, be judged at a local club, and the youth will all receive information. There was also testing available in that day, and we had a ton of sponsors for that event as well. We also threw a basketball tournament, pool party that I mentioned earlier. And for the ladies in particular, we threw a roller skating event just so that we're hitting different markets and different groups. You can always put the message out there, but you want to meet people where they are. And that's what social media and social networking is all about. It's connecting to people and having the connection be deeper than just the words that are coming out of your mouth. And so some photos of some of our youth events. That's from an event that we held in February called For the Love of You, from the roller skating event. That's Halloween last year event. And so some of our peer educators celebrating. So one big aspect is incentivizing the programs that we do. We gave away tickets to the Usher and Trey Songz concert last year. Very popular prize. And a lot of folks were then sending text messages, oh, you want concert tickets? Well, if you learn your status, blah, blah, blah. And that starts the conversation. Learn my status, what do you mean? Where does that come from? And it's all about starting the conversation, having that connection go deeper. So having a prize, having that incentive, led folks into a discussion that could then save their lives. So have a video. These are two of my peer educators. Hopefully it plays clearly. Do I have enough time? Okay. So. Crud, it does not look like it's playing through. This is usually the most exciting part because it's them talking about what they do, why they do it. I remember there's a part where Phil specifically says, Dwayne, in real life, you're getting too old. Other people need to be doing this. This is why we train peer educators so that they can be the ones up here speaking. And I wanted to have them here with us. Fortunately, they are in school. Unfortunately for me, I wasn't able to bring anybody here. They're the proof. They're the ones that make the campaign really move. They're the ones that really make the action happen. And so if you would like more information, there's some more photos. If you would like more information, you can feel free to email me at dbrown@metroteenage.org, or as well as our social marketing manager, Raul Posas, at rposas@metroteenage.org. And we'll be around for questioning. I have information on evaluation and stuff as well. Thank you.